Episode 55. Is the world better off? The older generation really messed up this world. When we get older, when we get some young people elected to office, we'll straighten things out. We'll make it a better world. Those were thoughts I had when I first started to learn about how the world worked. I read about the world wars. I read about centuries of war. I read about the caste system, slavery, public lynchings, poverty, concentration camps, and nuclear bombs. I looked at the pictures of the world leaders. They were all old white men. Why did they fail us? And then I remember clearly thinking that the world would be different when we grow up. That was in the 1950s. This is Retirement Talk. I'm Dal Lowry. Over 50 years have gone by, and those old men that made decisions seem to still be there. The pictures of world leaders seem to never change. Bald heads, white hair, dressed in dark suits. They still sit in positions of power. They wave at the cameras, board airplanes, and live in splendor. They dine with other people of power, make the front page of the daily papers, and control billions of dollars. Now, they are of my generation. They were supposed to make the world a better place to live. What happened? Is the world a better place today than it was a generation or two ago? The quick, easy answer is no, not in any way. Look at all of our problems. The list is endless. But we can't really have a valid answer to this question unless we can compare the way it was with the way it is. I remember when the big clock that measures how close we are to nuclear holocaust was set at 20 seconds to time of destruction. Now it's a matter of minutes. That's no small feat. We were on the verge of nuclear war. Children were taught to duck and cover. People built bomb shelters. No denying, nuclear war would have been catastrophic in a dimension the world has never seen. Well, it never happened. Do we credit the new generation with this accomplishment that makes life still possible? That is an immeasurable achievement. Or do we ignore this change? Focus our attention on global warming. Well, I'd like to pause for just a moment and enjoy the thought that nuclear war didn't happen. Some generation should get credit. Some people are responsible. Shall we declare an international holiday? Of course, we can claim other victories, especially in the area of healthcare and technological innovations. Fancy things ranging from penicillin to refrigerators. I take one little pill each day and one shot of B12 each month. Without either, I would be dead. It is considered a small thing medically. Yet without this small treatment, I would not be enjoying my retirement. Many of us live because of similar achievement. The list would be long. Politically, we can look to integration, women's rights, and the world's concern with human rights. It would be nice to sit back and claim another holiday to recognize the hard-won rights that have allowed many individuals to realize themselves like their parents and grandparents never dreamed. When I went through high school, there was no such thing as girl athletics. Imagine. It seems so cruel by today's standards. I recall the day in the late 60s when some high school girls wore pants to school. This was in Alaska, and it was cold. They were herded into a single room. a principal, stood guard. Their dress was unacceptable. The parents had to come and take their kids home. The next day, the students came again, dressed in pants. The school relented. Speaking of schools and women, Sandra Day O'Connor, Supreme Court Justice, graduated near the top of her class at Stanford Law School. The best job she could get when she graduated was as a legal secretary. Decisions were made, and the world changed, not only in athletics and in dress, but in so very many ways. I remember childhood friends who were kept hiding in their homes because they had disabilities. They were shut out of school and society. Families were ashamed. And then came the civil rights movement and the inclusion of these people in schools. Special education became the norm. How important was that? I can only imagine how much this has meant to millions of individuals. You know, real people with names, people with mothers, brothers, sisters, people with lives to be lived. Did our leaders do something right? In the early 60s, Michael Harrington wrote a book about poverty entitled The Other America. The plight of the poor was exposed. The poverty program was soon launched. I recall organizing and launching the first Head Start program in Buchanan County, Iowa in 1967. I asked school principals and religious leaders the names and addresses of the impoverished. "There are none here," was the standard response. "None in this town. It's a fine thing you're doing, but we don't have any poor folks in this town." Well, we filled 6 classes the first summer. The invisible poor were found. Programs were begun. The entire country started to recognize this need. Once again, some people made some good decisions. There are many examples of the way our world has changed. Indeed, many changes have been for the worse, but many have been very positive. The world is a better place in some ways. One other achievement to mention: we live 11 years longer now than we did in 1950. All the more time for retirement. This is Retirement Talk.